Shir should be Schus Le'ili Nishmas. Josh's grandmother was just a Theris, and Lauren's grandmother, Rachel Bashlomo. Shomish Avon Aliyah. So the Gemara starts on Daf Yugimel of Beis, a brand new topic. The Gemara speaks about Smicha Sekenim. Smicha Sekenim is either with three, the Mishnah said, or is with five. What is Smicha Sekenim? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that there is a situation where Bezdin caused Am Yisrael to do a chait, and there's a special carbon that has to be brought on behalf. There was a mistake. A mistake was made. And now a special carbon has to be brought on behalf of Am Yisrael. It's called the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur. If Klal Yisrael makes a mistake based on the authority of Bezdin, and they made a mistake, so that carbon has to be brought, and the Zkenim have to be Seimech on that carbon. So how many Zkenim are Seimech, and how is that done? So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Bisamchu, it's in the middle of Yud Gimel Beis, the two dots. Tanur Rabbanan, Bisamchu Zikne, Yachol Zikne Ashok. Maybe I would think any older men could do smicha on this carbon. Talmud Loimer Eida. So it has to be part of the Eida. E Eida Yachol Ktane Eida. Maybe I would think it could be an Eida, a group of, Rashi says Ktane Eida Misanhedrin Ktana, not from the 71 Dayanim, but from the 23 Dayanim. Talmud Loimer Ha Eida Miuchadin Sheb Eida. It has to be the special Eida, which is the 71 Dayanim. V'kamahein, and how many people have to, of those 71 Dayanim, have to do smicha on this karbon? V'samchu shnayim, ziknei shnayim, v'ein bezdin shakol, mosifin alein odech. This is a karbon that's brought on a chet, that the owners are not doing smicha. The Dayanim are doing smicha. So this is a brand new animal that we're not usually familiar with when it comes to karbanos, that because it's a karban tzibur on behalf of the tzibur, so therefore the zkenim are now doing it on behalf of the tzibur, which fits with some of the ideas that we mentioned before, that the Sanhedrin Dola plays that role of representing the tzibur as well. So that's what's happening with this karban as well, and that's why they could be saying it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So how many dayanim? V'samchu shnayim. The samchu is plural, is two. Ziknei shnayim is four. The ein bezdin shakol mosifan le'an od echad. Harei ken chamisha. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that's why you need five dayanim, because of the psukim add up and you can't have an even bezdin. So therefore, you need five. We actually, in one of the earliest chaburas, we mentioned this gemara parenthetically, because the Yad Ramah has a fascinating statement on this gemara. The Yad Ramah asks, what's the big deal with having a Bezdin Shakol? Why can't you have four Dayanim doing smich over here? Says the Yad Ramah, I understand if you have a Bezdin that's deliberating, that's arguing, that has a sichsuch, that has a discussion, so then you can't have an even Bezdin. You're not going to be able to be machriya. You're not going to be able to figure out the verdict. But if it's just for smicha, what's the problem? So the Yad Ramah answers, just like the first day in Taisus and Yevamis on Daf Kuf Aleph, dealing with the mitzvahs chalitza, because the Gemara says in chalitza also, when you do a chalitza for a Yevamah, you take off the shoe and you spit, you also can't have a Bezdin Shakol. So Taisus asks a similar question over there as well. What's the big deal with chalitza having a Bezdin Shakol? What's the problem? What? So Taisus says in the first day over there, the Yesh Leimar, Taisus says when it comes to chalitza, and Taisus says also when it comes to smicha, there could be a debate amongst the rabbanim about what? About the details of smicha. Says Taisus, smicha b'chol kochel ba'inan, how much of a smicha do you need? I don't know, this rabb will say that rabb will say that, they'll start fighting with each other. It's not hard to find a fight for Rabbanim to fight about, says Taisus. There could be a detail over here that they could argue about. So says the Yad Ramah, that's Chad and Arkhar also. There has to be be some halacha over here that wasn't entirely clear, that was up for grabs, that was a debate in the Gemara, that they would have to argue. So Tosfos says whether or not you need to lean with kol kocho. V'oyesh leimer zok Tosfos in Yevamos Kuf Aleph, the bechol duchten the beinim roy lebezdin ain bezdin shach. Then Tosfos says, based on our Gemara, no, a second daya that totally disagrees with the first daya. What's the second daya say? V'oyesh leimer dechol makom ditzarich bezdin lo shayach bezdin shach. Means by definition, to be a bezdin, you can't be a bezdin shach. So then Tosfos says, the Yad Ramah's question doesn't even get off the ground. I disagree with the Yad Ramah in the second daya. By having a bezdin, and this is in the Mishnah, it's on Edrin, so then I can't have a bezdin shokel. So I don't have to explain it away. It's not because of a machlokes, it's not because of a debate. I had this halacha l'maisa. And if you remember, you go back, it was taka halacha l'maisa last week, but I spoke about this at the beginning of our limud with Sanhedrin. We spoke about hataras nedar. And I discussed when I was once with my father and brother, we were in Rosh Hashanah, when I retired my jersey for davening for the Amud. That was, we were in Florida. I was splitting a gig with my brother, and we davened slichas that morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah on Arthur Godfrey. There's a Chabad there, a big Chabad there. So that's where we davened Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Chabad have a minig that they get 10 dayanim for Ataris Nedar. So I told my father, I'm not really comfortable with this because it's a bezdin, and it's a bezdin shakel. And then Lamaisa, it's a machlekes Reb Kiva Eger and our Rosh Hashiva, Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. Reb Yitzchak Elchanan, Nacha Yitzchak, he's not happy about it. He thinks that it's really a machlekes Rishayim. By definition, does a bezdin, today's and today's Yivam, it's our Yad Arma. By definition, does a bezdin have to be an odd number, because that's the definition of a bezdin? Or it's only in those situations where there are details, but Barat Haras Nedarim, it wouldn't be a problem, and that's going to be the Nafkamina. I was told afterwards, after the shir, after we gave shir in Ataras Nedarim, I think someone who was here, a Sfardi, told me also the Sfardim have a minig to have 10 dayanim on the Ataras Nedarim. Okay. So Lamai said, that's this issue. Is it definitional, bezdin shakul, or it's just a detail when it's up for debate? Good. Rabbi Shimon, I'm sorry, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I don't agree that there are 5 dayanim by Smichas Kenim. Rather, Ziknei Shnayim, Vein based in Shakum of Sivin Olenecha. The Pasuk only says Ziknei Shnayim, and I apply the same principle, and that's how I get 3. Hare Kach Tosha. Frak the Gemara, okay, Rabbi Shimon, but you didn't deal with all the Pesukim that Rabbi Yehuda dealt with. Rabbi Shimon Haksu V'samchu. No, that besamchu was, how did you know that we were talking about smicha at all? How did you know that we were talking about leaning? Rabbi Yehuda legufei leitzarech. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we didn't need the Torah to introduce that we're talking about smicha. De'imkein, de'layasi v'samchu l'drasha, because if it wasn't to teach you the number 2, to have ultimately 5 dayanim, so then all the pasuk should have said, lichtoiv ziknei ha'edi yideim arosh ha'par. Why did it say v'samchu? So then, from earlier in the psukim, we would have known that it was referring to the smicha. So why did it say v'samchu? So therefore, it must be telling us that it's for a number for the dayan. Good. Reb Shimon iksiv hachi hava mina mai al v'samach. Reb Shimon says if it would have said ziknei eidi yideim arosh ha'par. So then I would thought, al is not really literally v'samchu, that it's going to be on the head, but rather it would be b'samach. It would be that it has to be, that you don't, Rashi says, al b'samach, v'lo yitzarech l'mismach mamish, you would have thought that you don't need to do smicha on the head itself, kasa rachmana v'samchu mamish, therefore I need b'samchu, not for a number, but rather to tell me what? To tell me that I need smicha mamish, we're talking about leaning on the head literally, not near the behemoth. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I need to literally lean on the head. I know that from other korbanos. I just mamish did this for homework. We're doing the pesukim in Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra, v'samchu arosh ha'orlah, samach yad arosh ha'orlah, I was doing the kiva for homework. That's v'samchu. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Gamar, Rosh Rosh Miola. He says, what do you need a pasuk to tell you that when it comes to the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, that you have to do smicha on the head? You always have to do smicha on the head.
When you're talking about a carbon ola, you also have to do the same. So I would have learned, Rosh mi ola, of course it has to be on the head. Why would I ever think that smicha is near? Reb Shimon lo gomer Rosh mi ola. So, and the Gemara, so the answer is, Reb Shimon doesn't learn paralim davar from ola. There are different types of karbanos. You don't carry over one to the next. Good.
You say the samach, it's on what? It's on the animal, it's not on the, directly on the head.
What would they be leaning on, you're asking?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Also.
One second. I mean, what would a Rav Shimon thought that it meant? I'm not sure. Yeah, but what you're asking, what does it mean? So what are you doing? You go like that near, as if you're being somech. Stama, you lift your hands, and you're not actually leaning, but you do a motion. Stama, that's what it means.
This kasha that lichta yizikne yedei dam alresha par. It's not uncommon. I've come across it many times, but you never see a pasuk written like that. So there's always, is there any pasuk that is written in such a...
Without a verb. Yeah, it's a little bit of a pell.
So they asked the question
That was more. I assume that was bothering you, yeah.
They asked the question many times in Shas, right. But I've never seen a pasuk written like that.
Zikne Eid
al-Rosh. The Malbim puts it in, just I guess because he was uncomfortable with the grammar. Looks like the Dal over there.
Oh, meaning it just says not to say v'samchu in plural, but v'samach, yeah. Chur, it makes sense. I don't think.
Yeah, because he's bothered by that.
Exactly.
Where do you get that? Where do you have that more?
That goes with Tzion. I don't know.
But that's
not an answer. That's just the other question. That's the question.
No, it does answer the question.
No, but it seems like it's on the author.
You can't say there's some opposite.
No, I'm saying maybe he had a different gears and he caught off the question. Because otherwise the puzzle doesn't make sense. That's why. Yeah, how do you have a pasuk like that?
Plus, it also says Esidam, so the Gemara is not necessarily quoting direct words.
Right. So it could be that the question was assuming some sort of verb, just don't say Vesamchu. I don't know, you have to do something with the pasuk to make it read straight.
The Gemara didn't quote every word.
Mm-hmm. Fine. So the pashtus is like he's saying from the Malbim that the Gemara's kasha was don't say it in plural, just say it. Have the verb presented in a different way. My besamchu, it must
maybe,
be shnei.
Maybe a kriyaksiv.
I don't know. Usually the Gemara tells us that. Rabosa, there's something fascinating in this Gemara, which is really, really essential for Masechet Sanhedrin. Every time we've been speaking about dayanim, whether it's the 23 dayanim, whether it's the 71 dayanim, we've always been discussing on Mamanis, always discussing a bezdin. I want to ask you the following shaila. The Gemara tells us over here that we need three people or five people from which Bezdin? From the Bezdin of the 71. Miyuchad and Sheba'eda. That elite group, right? The Sanhedrin Gedolah. But I don't understand something. But this is not in the category of the Mishnah of needing 71 Dayanim. So what kind of Gemara is this? What kind of Allah is this? You need the Sanhedrin Gedolah, but you don't need the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Where have we found such a concept? So Rabosai, Reb Chaim said a fascinating yesod, which is just incredible to think about. Reb Chaim, his purpose was to answer a different question, but this Gemara is really a proof to this yesod that the Reb Chaim said. Again, think about it. The Gemara is telling you need three or five, but from where? From the Sanhedrin Gedolah. But you don't need the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Al Karchach, you see from here that being part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, or to be part of a certain Sanhedrin, potentially, means you have an identification card. It's not only in as much as when you're acting as part and judging the cases of 71 Dayanim, then I am part of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, which I would have thought before this Gemara. Says Reb Chaim, it's not the case. And what's the proof? Elokim loy sekala. Says the Rambam, there's an Issa de Oraisa to be mekalal, to curse one of the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. When you're cursing one of the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, ask Reb Chaim, is he acting as a Dayan in the Sanhedrin Gedolah? No. He just happens to be a member. He has membership in the racquetball club, and he has membership in the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So you see the halacha of being Chevra, one of the members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, now has ramifications, what we would call in Lomdis, in the Minoy HaGavra, his status as an individual, that he carries around an identification of authority of being a Sanhedrin Gedolah. And that's why there's a halacha of what? Of Elohim Lezikalo. And that's why Reb Chaim wants to argue, to defend the Rambam, that's why even after the Sanhedrin was bottled, like the Rambam tells us, we were able to do Kiddush HaChodesh up until the years of Abaye and Rava. Says Reb Chaim, you want to know why? So we suggested other theories based on Reb Soloveitchik. But Reb Chaim, suggests that no, that's not the reason. Because as long as there was a member of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, so that koyach still existed. There's a koyach of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, even if they're not acting as a Sanhedrin Gedolah. There's a minu yagavra, there's an individual of a Sanhedrin Gedolah. Rabosai, the whole background of our Gemara is going with this Reb Chaim is a beautiful riot to Reb Chaim. Because now you have three Dayanim or five Dayanim, nothing to do with getting the Sanhedrin Gedolah of the 71 Dayanim, not even in the third category of our Mishnah, which is those Nidonim and those judgments that have to be only by the 71 Dayanim. But yet what? The Gemara is saying you still have to get those super qualified people for the Smicha of the Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur. So apparently that shows that they have this membership, that they have this identification card, that their stature is something which exists above and beyond when they're paskening as the Sanhedrin Gedolah. I heard from Rabbi Shechter that he thought, he declared the following child. That's what Reb Chaim says by Sanhedrin Gedolah. Rabbi Shechter suggested that this idea exists perhaps by Sanhedrin Ketana as well, the 23 Dayanim, but it does not exist by Dine Mominis, by three, even in the original time when you needed Mumchen, when you needed the special Dayanim by Dine Mominis. What was his proof? His proof is a sugya later on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara talks on Daf Lamed Vav, and Tosfos speaks out the details that there is a halacha that a ger cannot be a regular Dayan. The Gemara says, a ger is dan es chaveiro. What does that mean, a ger could be dan es chaveiro? A ger is allowed to judge his friend who's a ger. Okay? The Gemara is talking about a dine mamonis, right? However, if he would judge a regular Yisrael, the Gemara says, a ger cannot be an authoritative figure in Am Yisrael. Som tosim alech melech, that all simas and sraros cannot be given over to the ger. That's a Gemara in Yevamos. Good. Says Tosfos, that's Dine Mominus. But Dine Nefashos, even Chavero Hager, he can't be done. Why not? Says Reb Shechter, apparently you see from Tosfos, that by definition, being a member of the Bezdin of Sanhedrin Ketana, that's a srara. That's an authority. That's a minui hagavra. And that minui hagavra contrasts and goes up against the idea of som tesa malach ha-melech, and that a ger can't have any authority. So said Reb Shechter, it could be, we only have a raya when it comes to Sanhedrin Gedolah, and that's all Reb Chaim said. But it could be, said Reb Shechter, from that idea, from the fact that a ger is limited from judging anyone on a bezin of 23, that the Bezin of 23, by definition, is also carrying that authority, and Alachas Kama, a ger can't be on the Bezin of 71, that we know Pasha. But fine, that's a raya that you see. So you see this idea that there's a concept of Minei Agavra above and beyond the courtroom and above and beyond adjudicating the cases that the Mishnah was listing. Good. So now the Gemara goes on. So the Gemara, we're now by the Vav of the Masorah Shashash, the base of the Rambam. Tana, second word on the line. Tana, so the Gemara just finished Smicha Zekenim, right? It just told us how many Dayanim we need. Rabbi Yehuda holds 5, Rabbi Shimon holds 3. They both are applying the principle of Ein Bez Din Shakol. Machlok is Rishonim why that applies, fine. But they derive different numbers based on the same Yisod of Ein Bez Din Shakol. Good. Tana smicha usmichas zekenim begimel. What does that mean? Smicha usmichas zekenim begimel. So it's like as if it's a poem or something. It's like a rhyme or something. We have two words that are common, and we're now gonna. What is that?
Association.
Yeah, smicha usmichas zekenim begimel. My smicha, my smicha zekenim. What are these things? Amar Rabbi Yochanan mismachsab. Says Rashi, Mitzmach Sabi, Likros Lahem Rebbe. No, this is what we've been looking for all year. This is the real McCoy. This is giving smicha. How do you become a dayan that's musmach? So it's fascinating. And I don't have a full pshat in this, Rabosai, but clearly there's some inherent connection between smicha zekenim and smicha as getting the rabbit and becoming part of the bezdin as being a dayan. Because the Gemara is connecting them in the Braisa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mismach Sabi. Amr Lai Abayi Rabbi Yosef Mismach Sabi B'Shloisha Minola. Abayi said to Rabbi Yosef, when you make a person a Samach L'inyan Smicha, how do you know that you need 3 Dayanim? So that's Rashi's Girsa. Look at the Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan, Adir Maskel, Smicha Zekenim. You have it? In mine, it's 3 lines down from the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chanan side. Smicha Zekenim, Amr Rabbeinu Chanan, Mismach Sabi, Vakshinon, Minolan. What word does Rabbeinu Chanan not have? Vakshinon, Minolan. He leaves out Vakshinon, Shlosha, Minolan. Exactly. Sounds like Rabbeinu Chanan wants to know, where do you have a source for Mismach Sabi? Where do you have a source for something else? Not for 3 dayanim, but what? Rabbeinu Chananel didn't learn like Rashi that the Gemara's kasha was, how do you know you need 3 dayanim? But rather, how do you know mismach sab? Ilema midichziv ayismoches yadav alav. If it's because when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the authority and gave smicha to Yoshua, it says v'yismoches yadav alav. So that would have been the theoretical answer, right? The Gemara is saying, Rashi's learning, how do you know you need 3 dayanim? And now the Gemara is saying, if you want to say from Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was saying Mech Yoshua, so then the Gemara asks, if so, then Moshe Rabbeinu is good enough. You don't need 3. You can only have, you're sufficient with 1. But again, Rabbeinu Chananel never learned that in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel said the kasha was what?
How do you know smicha at all?
How do you know smicha at all? Right? Which what?
Where is Rashi's?
Rashi's the Pashuk, our Girsa is Rashi. We have Shlosha.
I mean, because he in a different mask, but doesn't say Shlosha.
Right, but usually our Girsa is Girsa's Rashi. At least the Girsa of our Gemara, whatever you're showing him had the Girsa of the Gemara. So the Kash of the Gemara is the Shlosha. But Rabbeinu Chananel clearly doesn't have that Girsa. So Rabbeinu Chananel had some other question going on in the Gemara. And what's the Gemara's immediate answer? Yadav Allah. So Rabbeinu, I think that the Gemara had a fleeting habam, you know, that every smicha was not yora yora yadin yadin, was that the Rav walks up to the head and does something to the head. And the Gemara's answer was, how do I know you have to do that? From where? From Moshe Rabbi. Again, the Gemara Akasha. Blank minolon. So Rashi says, what's the blank minolon? Shleisha. So says the Gemara, if you want to say the source is Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not Shleisha, it's 1. Good. Great read. Excellent. Rabbeinu Chananel didn't have that read. He left off Shleisha. So Rabbeinu Chananel said, we need to know something. I don't know what that something is. Mismach Sabi. Okay, good. What do we need to know? I'm suggesting what we need to know. How do you know that you have to be Mismach? That you have to be Soymech or Yeradayim when you're being Soymech. If you want to say it's from Moshe Rabbeinu who Taka put his hands on Yoshua's head, then the Gemara says, but that's a bad source. Why? For another detail. Because then you should be sufficient with 1. So the Gemara is suggesting that what? That you need smicha biyadayim. And you're looking for a makom for smicha biyadayim. If that's the case, now I understand beautifully why the Gemara connected these two halachas. Smicha and smicha sekeda. Because the Gemara actually thought, originally, that the way you do smicha is you do exactly what we're going to do to our kids on Yom Kippur. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Your mom is doing something. You're really passing over something. So even though this is not going to stand l'maskana, we'll see in a second that it's rejected. But perhaps Rabbeinu Chananel understood the Gemara's original kasha as not just being the concept of smicha, but rather that there is actually a limit.
What does that mean?
The Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, if that's your mocker, if you're telling me, oh, we have precedent that there was actually a leaning, but that's a bad mocker. Why? Because that's only one.
Only one what?
Only one dying.
But he's not reading as a shlosha.
Yeah, but the Gemara could still ask that. Meaning I still know smicha's b'shlosha. The question just was, what was the Gemara's original question? That fact is still true. I don't think there's a machlekes Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi if smichas adayanim needs three dayanim. Just the question is, how do you learn the Gemara? It's just, I just find it fascinating that perhaps one could suggest, according to some Rishonim, the Gemara actually thought that that process was necessary for smicha.
And Rabbeinu Chananel actually needs three.
What?
Rabbeinu Chananel needs three.
Oh, so well, let's see. No, so the Gemara is going to say, even according to Rashi, right? So that's thrown out. According to Rashi, that's just thrown out as a mocker for shlosha, and according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, that's thrown out because we know we need three from someplace. And if you want to say, nah, Moshe's not one. Moshe's what? Moshe's 71, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is in their place of 71 dayan. And why Rashi says? Because Moshe was the boss. Moshe was connected to everyone. Moshe was Gishmak. We'll have to get back to that Rashi. That Rashi is very important, that Rashi. But Moshe Rabbeinu right now is there's no one that's come like Moshe. He's 71 Dayanim. So then if so, that doesn't help you for a source for three. So then you should need 71. So the Gemara says, Kash. You're right. I'm not sure. Kash, the Gemara leaves off in a question. Amar le Rav Acha bereid Rav Rav Ashi. So now the Gemara questions what we just said. Biyada mamish samchinan le? Do you need to actually lean with your hands? Amar le no, and then the Gemara says no. We don't actually mean lean with your hands. Samchin le bishma. It's enough for you to call him Rebbe. Kari le Rebbe. You call him a Rebbe. And then you give him reshus to be done. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara doesn't actually give a source that you need three dayan. And then the Gemara now challenges. The Gemara says, and is it true that you need three dayanim? V'chad lo samich? And one rav doesn't have the ability to give smicha? Says the Gemara, v'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, Ram Zachar also a ish latoiv. Rav Yehuda ben Bava Shmo. Right? One of the Asura Rige Malchus. Nagea in Yana Diyarma. Rav Yehuda ben Bava risked his life to be able to continue Ter Sheval Peh and give smicha to his dayanim. Shomale Yehu Nishtachu Dine Knossos B'Yisrael. If he wouldn't have sacrificed his life, we would have never had Dine Knossos. Nishtachu Nigrasinu. Ella Badlu Dine Knossos. Gemara says, Nishtachu, so then let's learn them again. Ella Badlu Dine Knossos Yisrael. If he wouldn't have been around, then it would have been canceled. Why? Shepamachas Gozer Malchus HaRisha. Because there was, unfortunately, a Gzera from the Malchus HaRisha. Gzera Yisrael should call Asomech Yarog. Anyone who gives smicha is going to be killed. Chol Anismach Yarog. Anyone who receives smicha is going to be killed. V'ir Shesayim Chen Batichareb. And the city that they are going to give smicha will be destroyed. Utchumin shesomchen bahen, and the boundaries that there is somech in it, yakru, they're also going to be destroyed. Ma also Yehuda ben Bava. So Yehuda ben Bava was very scared. He didn't want to put other people's lives in danger. Halach v'yashal lo ben shnei harim gedolim. He went to a discrete area in between the mountains. Uben shnei araras gedolos, between two big cities. Uben shnei tchumei Shabbos, to make sure not to be in the tchum. And there he gave smicha to five skenim. The Elohein, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon, Rav Yasi, Rav Blazer ben Shmua, and Rav Avya was Maisif Afrem Nechemya. Those were the dayot, those were the rabbanim that he was saying. Kevin Shehira Oivim. Then when the enemies found out about it, Amar Le'ed Bni Rutsu. He said to his talmidim, my children, run for your life. Mamish. Amru lo Rebbe matei alecha. So the it's mamish like the stories. Amru lo Rebbe. They said to their Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, matei alecha. What's going to happen to you? They're going to kill you. Amru lehen. He said to them, Hare ani mutu lefneim ke'evin she'ein lahovchin. I am like a stone that doesn't have the ability to be moved. Amru lo zazu misham ad shenatzu bo shalosh meos lenbius shel barzel. But also Kikivra. So the Gemara says that he was tortured and pierced and he was killed. And he risked his life in order to continue the smicha. So what's the Gemara's all kasha? That he was alone. And he gave smicha. So that's not the Gemara. Rav Yudah ben Bava achrina have a bad day. No, there were other people there. V'ay the loy chashavlu mishum kvoidoi the Rabbi Yudah ben Bava v'Rabbi Meir. Oh, I'm sorry. Mishum kvoidoi the Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. So if there were other people there, so why did the Braisa mention it? No, because the ikker was that Rabbi Yudah ben Bava is there. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam paskins in our Gemara. Right? What's the Rambam paskining? The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Hilchos Sanhedrin. Sorry, Adi's out of town. Wasn't able to get him the Maror Mekoymus. Perek Dalet. Listen to the Rambam. Very short Rambam. Perek Dalet Alecha Gimel. Ve'ein Saimchin Smicha Zu. When we're talking about Smicha. Smicha, ordaining.
I'm sorry, where is this?
Perek Dalet Hilchos Sanhedrin Alecha Gimel. Ve'ein Saimchin Smicha Zu. Shiminu Yazkenim. L'dayanus. You need three dayanim. Like we're assuming, wherever, we're not sure where the source is, because Gemara ended off with the kasha, but that's the assumption, you need three dayanim. And now says the Rambam something fascinating. And the only way this works is if you have three, and one of those three has to be what? Samach, already prior, and has to be Ish Mipish, Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Good. Only one. Where'd the Rambam get that from? So says the Chiddush HaRan, very simple. Oh. This is the simple Pashup shot in the story. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said there were Achrina Dehava Bahadai. There were other people that were with Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. And why didn't you say it? Because Rabbi Yudah ben Bava was there. We're not going to count the other guys of Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. So the Rambam saw that was a mucker to tell you what? That one should be Samach. Is it a great mucker? I would say it's a great mucker.
Why did it say not just say there are a whole group of people here getting smicha? They were all presumably there for the other ones, no? Why couldn't the ones who didn't have smicha yet serve as the
had the first one had the train work had the first one start?
First one meaning Rabbi Yudah ben Bava was giving smicha and the five other guys were watching this first smicha. They only he was
if you need mumchen, how would that work?
So the only
point that you only one that has
right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, why do you have to say there were two other people who weren't listed here?
Oh, two people.
Why not just? I mean, if
you're asking a kasha.
Yeah, I'm saying why does the Gemara have to go and bring in two other people that aren't listed if you could have just said much simpler according to that?
So they must be.
I don't know.
Bringing them up, and they must be.
I don't know.
That's one reason to bring them up.
I don't know.
The Rambam's going on the world.
And what do you need two extra guys? You should play Hataras Nadarm.
Yeah.
Musical chairs. I gotcha. Good question. But our boy Sai, the Rambam is against the Yad Ramah in our Gemara.
That Rashi is kind of relevant now, though.
Which Rashi?
When you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah, why?
If you have the one person.
Who's Miyuchad.
Who's Miyuchad, that's the occurrence. As a formality, in the basis, so you have two other people that you can connect with.
But the Gemara rejected that. The Gemara said that you need three.
You still need three as a formality just to make a basis.
Mm-hmm.
But just to have the...
How does it make sense that people that don't have smicha are giving someone else?
They're not, that one guy is.
Excellent. I don't know. How does that make sense? Shitas Aram doesn't really make sense. Right. If you need one manushah, if you need the samach, what?
It's stemming from the one person who has the
samach. So then what do you need the other two? So let him be there. Good. This is excellent. This is exactly where I want to go. So let's just first get the facts on the table. Comes along the Yad Ramah, and the Yad Ramah says, absolutely not. He doesn't quote the Rambam, he just says, Pasha, when the Gemara says, Smicha is with three, then you need three Dayan and Mumchid. And he says, I'll bring you a Raya to it. Well, we'll get to it. We have to get back to that Gemara. One second, give me a second. He says, the Gemara never talked about Smicha Zakena before. This is the story. Gemara talks about Dinam Elmanis. Yeah, we'll get there. Oh. Says the Yad Ramah, I'll bring you a Raya. Look at the Gemara in Yedalan and Aleph, which we're a Mitzvah get to, but I'm just going to read you the one line that he gains from. It's the last of the skinny lines. Rabbi Chanina, the end of the line. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshia, Avakamishtakid, Rabbi Yochanan, Lemis Mechino. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yochanan was always trying to give them smicha. Just the opportunity never arose. They were always trying to get smicha. It never worked out. Loi have a mistaya milsa. Lo havam istaya milsa. It just never worked out. It never worked out. Says Rashi, lo havam istaya milsa. Why? Kishahayu etzlo. Lo hayamaitzi shnayim sheitztarfu imo l'saimcha va'anan tlasavim. So Rashi says, why did it never work out? Because you need three dayanim. Comes along Yad Ramah and says, one second. You're telling me when Rabboshia and Rabbi Chanina were always around, there were never any other individuals around, ever? No, the Pashup Shad of that Gemara, Lo Havis Psaya Milsa, means what? It means you need three Dayanim Mumchin. It means you can't just get any Harry out of the street and just be Seinich them. And that's a riot to what the Yad Ramah is saying, is that you need three Dayanim Mumchin. And Rabbi Yisai, the Yad Ramah makes a lot of sense. Because if you need a Mumchin, so you should need all the Mumchin. Like David's asking, Man of Shach. If you need Mumchin, so you should need Mumchin by everyone. And if you don't need Mumchin, so just let the Rav, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, let him alone, who has smicha, give over the smicha and forget the other guys. So what's the Hezber and the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Yad Ramah? That's the question that we have to analyze right now. So Rabosai, I hope we're going to have time to get through this because we're running out of time. But this was something that I mentioned earlier in this year, but it's relevant. This is where the sugya is. And we mentioned it earlier, which is the Itai was referring to. You have to ask yourself the following question when it comes to the concept of smicha. When it comes to the stature of being a samach on a bezdin. What is that halacha relevant for? Is it that it can't be a bezdin without smicha? Or is it that, no, you can't give a hora'ah if you're not a son? What do I mean? I'll ask you the following question. We've asked this question. We have geirim bizman hazeh. Geirim need a biblical bezdin. To be a convert, you need a biblical bezdin. You need a bezdin. Gemara has drushes about it. Good. Mishpah. Ask Tosfos and ask all the Rishonim, but we don't have mumchim. And Mishpat means Mumchen. You need smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you deal with that? So some of the Rishonim say, yeah, that's a big kasha. We don't know how to deal with that unless it wasn't from the fact that there was some sort of mechanism that Chazal created in the Gemara Gittin called Shlichusayu. That the Rabbonim of our generation somehow have the authority and now are acting as representatives of the earlier Rabbonim. We're not even sure what that means. But clearly that means that this concept of Shlichusayu is working on a biblical level, that there's really a Shlichus and some sort of mechanism that's now being carried over for generations through the mechanics of Shlichusayu. And other Rishonim say, no, you don't need Shlichusayu. You don't need Smuchim. The Rambam sounds like you don't need Smuchim. Good. Why? But you need a Bezdin. Perhaps the Rambam held, there's Bezdin, and then there's a Mumche for Hora. For instance, the Rav pointed out, if you look back in that same Perek Dalet, where the Rambam just said it's sufficient to have one guy on the Bezdin that has Smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to what the Rambam says a few halachas later. When they're giving this smicha in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, the Yeshlam Limnos L'chol Mashi Yirtzu, they can now give the smicha for different areas of halacha, whatever their prerogative is, whatever their choice is. Yinulo Rishus Lahoros Be'isr Veheter, Lo Ladun, Dine Mamanis, O Yitnulo Rishus Lazeh, Lazeh, Avlodun Gregosos, or Ksamim. Says the Rasolovichik, I don't understand. These halachos, b'choros, these are halachos that we're giving smicha for, have nothing to do with what? Have nothing to do with Bezdin. You don't need to be on a Bezdin to paskin ksamim. You don't need to be on a Bezdin to paskin a b'chor. Apparently, smicha, according to the Rambam, was a halacha in psak. To now initiate psak and to have the ability to paskin something, you need to be a sum. But I could be a Bezdin even without the concept of all of them being mumchim. And that's why the Rambam was of the opinion that what? The Rambam was of the opinion, if you remember, the Rambam was of the opinion that even if I hold that I don't need three dayanim for dinei mamonis, the Rambam paskin, it's enough to have one. The Rambam said that one has to be a samach. But then the Rambam says, but if you have three, then it's enough to work with shluchusayu. You don't need smuchim. So the Ramach said, manavshach, either you need mumchin, you hold like the day that you need mumchin, or you don't need mumchin. Said Rav Soloveitchik, no. The Rambam held smicha is the same idea as we said before. It's a stature idea. For psak, you need to be a samach. To be a Bezdin, you could be a Bezdin also, and you have two roots. You could paskin Dine Mamanis through the root of Bezdin, or you could paskin Dine Mamanis without the root of Bezdin, and now have that Samach that could act alone. So if that's the case, perhaps that's the suggestion over here as well. The Rambam held there was a Bezdin that was necessary for Smicha. What does that mean? You need three Dayanim. Three Dayanim. You don't need anything else. Then there's an additional halacha, according to the Rambam Shita, that smicha is relevant. What is smicha relevant? Smicha is relevant in psak halacha, for psak. So not only in areas of psak halacha, but to perpetuate smicha, I also need one of those guys that has that authority. But not having anything to do with necessarily the Bezdin. There's a halacha of smicha that exists outside of the Bezdin, like the Rambam Paskins we just said in Dine Mamanis, by Chad, I still need a Samuch. By one guy. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Ramach. I don't understand. If you hold, you need one guy, so then obviously you don't need Smicha. So we said, no, the Rambam holds Smicha is not Halacha in Bezdin. Smicha is something that exists in the world of Psak. So he can have his cake and eat it too. He can say you can have a concept of having one dayan for Dine Mamanis, and still the requirement of that one dayan being a mumche, because you want a paskin, like your like other areas of halacha that you're going to paskin, so then you have to have a paisik, someone who's a mumche. If I go through the route of Bezdin, so maybe I don't need a dayan in mumche. So that the other Rishonim are holding that no. Smicha is halacha in Bezdin. And therefore, if I want any area of halacha that needs Bezdin, so then what? Then I need dayan in mumche on a level of daraisa. So I have to go through some mechanism to create Dayan and Mumchen. So I'm stuck when it comes to Geirin. I can't just say it's enough for me to have Hedyotos on a Bezdin. Why? Because Bezdin by definition means Dayan and Mumchen. And now I have to face the reality that I don't have Dayan and Mumchen. So what I rely upon? Shlichusayu. You have to have make-believe Mumchen somehow. And that has to be a concept of Araisa to now give us a capacity to now be done. Because Smicha is halacha in the shame Bezdin. It's insufficient. It's not a real Bezdin without the smicha. If that's the case, says the Yad Ramah, of course all the three dayanim for smicha have to be mumchim. Because if the Gemara is telling us we need a Bezdin, so Yad Ramah held like all the other Rishonim that held, whenever you need a Bezdin in a Torah, so obviously you need mumchim. If you hold like the other day that says you don't need mumchim, you can even have one dayan, so then the Gemara threw mumchim out the window. But according to all the other Rishonim, if you hold you need three Dayanim, so then on a level of the Araisa, that means you need Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. It means you need Dayanim Mumchin. It means you can't have a Bezdin without Mumchin. If you can't have a Bezdin without Mumchin, and the Gemara said I need three per Smicha, all three better be Mumchin, because I need a Bezdin. Masha Inkin, the Rambam, who created this new avenue that said, no, in the world of Divrei Maimonides, I could paskin with one Dayan, and that one Dayan has to be a Mumchin. So all the Rishonim asked, I understand. You either need a bezdin, you don't need a bezdin. Why are you telling me? If one dayan is enough, so then you don't need to be a mumcha. The answer is the Rambam held smicha and mumcha has nothing to do with bezdin. Smicha has to do with a certain guy of stature that now can give psak. Says the Rambam, when it comes to smicha and perpetuating smicha, all you need is a bezdin. Get any three guys. Just make sure one of those three guys has that stature, and now can now create a new reality and perpetuate the smicha. So it's the Rambam Lishitoso in all the areas of Halacha Rav Soloveitchik suggested that he holds smicha is not definitional to Bezdin, that that's why the Rambam could hold that it's sufficient if only one of the Rabbonim, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, had smicha. Masha Enkin, the Yad Ramah, held like all the other Rishonim, and Lechora, when it came to Geirus, he would have the same exact issue, and he would ask, how do we have Geirim in HaTorah? So it has to be some way, make believe, Shlichus Ayu, we have to envision these Dayanim to have a Koach of three Mumchin. Because otherwise you don't have a Bezdin over here. The Rambam holds that's not true. On a level of the Araisa, I have a Bezdin, even though I don't have a Samach. Why do I need one of them to be a Samach? Why do I need one of them to have that stature? That's the Halacha, that to perpetuate Smicha, one of them have to have a stature. So this Machloikis between the Rambam and the Yad Ramah, about how many of the Rabbonim over here, the Dayanim, needed to be three, is ultimately coming down to the old Machloikis that we spoke about, whether or not smicha is definitional to the bezdin, and without them being smuchim, they can't be a bezdin, or no, smicha has nothing to do with a bezdin. You could have any three guys that can form a bezdin. Smicha has to do with psak. Smicha has to do with a personal stature in hora'a that is not necessarily linked with a bezdin. I can have a bezdin even without being smuchim. Smicha zakenim with their carbon is his own thing. Yeah, lechora. And they all need to be not only smuchim, they all need to be on the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Yeah. Mark Zim Tova. We'll reconvene in Mirtz Hashem in a few weeks from now.
According to the Rambam, the Ayin Aleph were all smuchim.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. No way, there's never going to have a base.
Sure.